identity, light from the sun, they mean the divine's will, or is it something else here in this particular verse?
The light of the divine has all the three qualities. The light of the divine is the glow in which the divine being is seen. Just as if there is light, I can see the book. Similarly, there is a being of the divine and there is a light of the divine. There is a difference between the two. When the light comes, then you see the divine being. Then, if that light becomes even more powerful, you see the divine will. And then you see the divine love. All the three are actually involved in the condition of light. Basic condition is light. That's why the whole emphasis in yoga is on light. Become illumined. That's the first message of yoga. Become illumined. Gain the light. Without the light, you cannot see that which is the being, that which is the divine will, that which is the divine love. Now, this light can be awakened by all the three means. By silencing the mind, be quiet. That's the path of knowledge. Do the will of the divine, that is karma yoga. Offer yourself with love to the divine. All the three methods ultimately enlighten you, and this illumination comes. If you have followed the jnana yoga, the first realization will be of the divine being. If you have followed the karma yoga, you will discover the divine will. If you follow the love, the path of love, you will experience the divine love. But if you follow all the triple paths simultaneously, then you realize the divine fully. That is the message of the Gita. Integral divine to be realized integrally. It is when these three are combined, then there is one more important result which comes. You become not only the divine, not only you know the divine will, not only you act the divine, not only you love the divine, but your whole nature becomes divine. This entire nature being transformed into divinity, that is not possible only if you follow the karma yoga alone, or jnana yoga alone, or bhakti yoga alone. If you want to have here on this earth a divine action, as the divine himself would be acting, like Shri Krishna himself acting, then you have to combine all the three. That is what Shri Krishna says, amritam. We have at one time we distinguish between avyabhicharini bhakti and bhakti. Mere bhakti is mere love for the divine. Avyabhicharini bhakti is the one which is illumined by knowledge. It is keen to serve the divine by will. And it is offered to the divine. All the three combined together, that is avyabhicharini bhakti. It is that which gives you the law of the divine in action. All the three should be combined. And Sri Krishna's whole emphasis on the Gita is not merely on moksha. Even this chapter, although it describes moksha, the last word of the chapter is, we have read just now, the last word of the chapter is kritakritya bharata. It is then that you become kritakritya. In all your action, you manifest the divine action. This divine action, the manifestation of divine action, is the amritam. You become immortal. There is no disintegration possible once our will begins to manifest the totality of the divine. And that is the goal of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita does not teach you how to be liberated merely. Because liberation is a condition of this, liberation is incidental. But the aim of Shri Krishna is to tell Arjuna why he should act. He doesn't tell Arjuna only to come out of this bondage and that is the end. No, he wants Shri Krishna, Arjuna to act, but act divinely. He points out that your bewilderment, your confusion arises because you want to act humanly. Your bewilderment will go away when you become one with the divine being, one with the divine will, divine love. Then you will become Krita Kritya. Then all your bewilderment will finish.
This is the same as the Amritam Dharma.
That's right, Amritam Dharma, correct. So even this chapter gives you bondage, experience of bondage, release. How you get released? By yoga. And then when you get released, you get first the knowledge, the light. Gam avishyacha bhutani dharayami aham ojasa. It is by light that I enter into this world. I bear the bhutas, all the creatures. Pushnami oshadihi. I nourish all the medicines, all the herbs. Sarva somaha, somaha bhutva rasatmakaha. It is by light that I become rasa. And this rasa nourishes, irrigates everything in the world. That is why this whole world is so much enjoyable. It is because it is my light which has become rasa, which has spread in the world. Therefore, anything that you touch becomes rasatmakaha.